Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple things. Obviously, the big story in the NBA, the gambling probe, and there are like two stories that go to that. If anything else happens, we will get you up to speed on that. Obviously, it was the big news of the morning. And again, listen to our 2020 updates, and they'll tell you what's going on with that. We're just now just kind of getting into the Cavaliers game last night, where they lost 119 to 111. Cavaliers, you know, they came back. They were down 15. You were like, wow, they're back in this thing. And then you got, you know, you're riding the wave, and then when it's all said and done, you're like, ah, I wish they would have won, but they didn't. 119-111 again, the final in this thing. And there were just things that were a little bit annoying to me, I think, especially late in the game, that it was just so, yeah, they had open looks. I get it, but I still think they could have moved the ball around a little bit more, especially in that fourth quarter. Donovan Mitchell, 31 points last night. Evan Mobley, 22. Sam Merrill with 19. Nance and Wade also in double figures for last night's game. Jeff, so again, the big picture, what did we learn last night from last night?
Oh, I can throw out some big generalizations. You want me to?
Yeah, go
for it. Because it was one game and your guys were injured, numerous guys. So I don't think you can get too specific. I'll give you some generalizations. I don't like hero ball, and I don't think it works. So even though Donovan got you back into the game, you lost the game. Because I agree with you, Andy. In the second half, I don't think you moved the ball very well. And you lost your offense, and it was a little not smooth. How's that? Yeah. Evan Mobley, Tim Legler, and Richard Jefferson, in the first half when he was doing what he was doing, they were drooling over his game. I know Mark in Cleveland has been on us since for 2 years. You know, well, he touches the ball all the time. He needs to shoot more. You don't just jack up shots. And we all know what happens when guys just start jacking up shots. It's usually not good.
Right.
Because you're not doing it in the flow of the offense. What did Kenny Atkinson do so well last year? He put in an offense. It was beautiful. The ball moved. They shared the ball. Donovan Mitchell rarely took as many shots as he took last night. He took 25 shots. Well, Darius was out. Max Strus is out. DeAndre Hunter's out. Felt the need to get back in the game. That's what they did. I don't think that recipe works regularly.
Sure.
So that I just want to see him move the ball more, and I want to see Evan. If he can take 18 shots a game, that's great. That's perfect. But, boy, I think you could have used him in the second half, and he only got 5 shots. Some of it on him, some of it on the coaching, some of it on his teammates. I like Max Strus shooting the basketball. Excuse me, Sam Merrill shooting the basketball. 5 of 10 on threes. He's got. I won't call it a Kyle Korver release, but he's got a pretty quick release on that three. Kyle Korver has the quickest release I think I've ever seen in my life. But Sam gets it and shoots it, and I like it. And I hope he gets some significant minutes this year.
Let's go Cool Ray in Bedford. Hi, Cool Ray.
Hi, Cool Ray. Hi, Cool Ray.
Cool Ray, we gave it our best effort. All right, I'll put you on hold. I'm in a good mood today.
There's Isaac back in Shaker.
All right, let's give Isaac another shot. Isaac, you back?
All right, it's on our end.
Is it me? Dan, you try to pick it up. Go for it.
Hung up on poor Isaac again. Yeah.
Go. Let's go Chuck in Cleveland, line five.
Hello, Chuck.
Chuck, you there?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Phonageddon.
Interesting. Seems weird. It's not me. Oh, look who's on it. All right, we got to get a technician on it.
Call the engineering staff. Here we go. What kind of a challenge do you think it's going to be for this team this year? Because last year, they were the nice little team that everybody loved because they got hot. They had a new coach who came in with the whole Steve Kerr aura from Golden State. And you win 15 straight, and you're kicking butt all year long. Do you think people are going to be teams around the NBA, A, gearing up for them? Fans,
yes.
B, expectations through the roof?
Yes, I think they've got the bullseye on them right now. I think that everyone around the league is saying, A, I think the East is wide open. We think the Cavs are a pretty good regular season team. We probably played them pretty tough last year, but the Cavaliers pulled away in the end. You know, they were healthy last year. They got us. I just think a lot of teams from around the NBA are looking and saying, you know, they got us at the right time. We weren't healthy when they got us last year, and that's why they were so successful. And now you put it in a situation where all these teams are now gunning for the Cavaliers, and they're going to get everybody's best. Mm-hmm. I think that teams, especially the games that are now on national TV, I mean, they're all over the place between, I don't know, the five different networks you can pick them up on, what, ABC, ESPN, Peacock, NBC, who else am I? I'm sure forgetting one other one.
The Bonanza Channel.
Sure, the Bonanza Channel, yeah.
You know one other thing I really liked last night?
Channel Zero.
I like this a lot. We'll see how it progresses. Larry Nance Jr. played only 17 minutes.
Yeah.
That's not what I liked. In 17 minutes, Larry had 10.6 rebounds and an assist. Larry's the kind of player. Hey, what do we need tonight? We need some points. Okay, I can give you some points. You need more D? I can give you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And hustle. Like, I thought he gave them hustle lessons.
He always does.
Yeah.
I think Larry is the type of guy that you want in your rotation. You want him in your rotation. And that's why he's going to get some minutes. He should. I think he's a real, real knowledgeable NBA player.
There are things about last night that I liked. Obviously, I love the comeback. And, it's weird because you're talking about playing hero ball, but you're watching and you're like, you're hooked in the third quarter. You're like, man, I want to see Mitchell touch the ball again. Is he going to miss? Is he going to miss? Is he going to miss? And all of a sudden, you know, it took till the very end of the quarter till he started to miss. How good are the Knicks? That was what I was also trying to figure out, knowing that they're also missing players last night. I mean, how good are the Knicks?
I think they can be better under Mike Brown. Keyword is can be. I don't necessarily. I thought they did a great job under Tom Thibodeau. I thought Thibodeau was a good coach. I think Tibbs is a better coach than Mike. at least the Mike that we've seen in the past. In New York, perhaps he's able to take stuff that he picked up at Golden State, good stuff that he picked up in Sacramento when he never should have been let go. That was silly. Mike shouldn't have been let go in Sacramento. And can bring it to New York on a big stage, and he's been on a big stage before. He's a former coach of the Lakers.
Sure.
Had LeBron here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big stage. And make it work in New York. Their goal is pretty simple, Andy. Wait, Boston? It's the same as the Cavs.
Yeah.
Boston's not here? Oh, good. No Indy? Good. We're going to the NBA Finals. That's the thought.
It's fair. It's fair. I just, that was my big thing. I was like trying to figure out, okay, I know the Cavaliers are shorthanded, and I know they can be a better team than we saw last night, but what am I watching for when I'm, you know, what's Jalen Brunson going to do? Was at least Salters was doing sidelines last night. That
it was, and boy, did they have nice lighting on their sideline camera last night.
Is that what you noticed?
Yeah, not just Lisa, but the players. I thought, boy, that's a good-looking camera shot.
Like, she asked him a question about, like, the excitement of New York and the locker room and stuff like that, and I was like, you know, Tibbs is gone now. Mike Brown's there. They looked at 1,000 different coaches, and she made the locker room sound like there was all this great energy in it. Like, they were so... And I was just kind of like...
Maybe there was.
I don't know. I don't know what... You know, little things become big things in New York, obviously.
As I said, I think Tom Thibodeau's a good coach. And that said, does Tom look like the kind of guy who would bring joy to the locker room?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Will Mike? I don't know. Maybe. And we'll see. But I think Mike has become a better coach, and I think he got a really raw deal when he got let go in Sacramento. And we'll see if he's able to pick up from where he left off in Sacramento and move on from there and see what we get.
Huh. All right, let's try the phones again. Daryl's in Solon. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Loving every minute of it. That's how he is.
All right. We gave it our best effort. So you got one game down. I don't know. It's not the end of the world.
No, that's because it's one game.
Yeah. I know. You wish that, you know, you want them to come out and win the first game of the season, especially when it's at New York. It's on national TV. You're like, okay, they can, you know, let's make a little bit of a statement, but then you're trying to weigh it out. And then the other part is does it really matter? That's the hard part. Like last year, we were so excited about the way they were getting on these streaks, and the regular season was awesome. And this is, you know, oh, look at this coach of the year guy comes right in here. Boom. He turns the whole, you know, everything's moving in the right direction. Then you get to the playoffs. The other thing that I think that you look at when they play the Knicks is how hard are they going to play? Are we going to be talking about big guys down low? Are we going to be questioning how tough the Cavaliers are in these games? I think that's the other point, especially when you're playing the Knicks for what happened 2 years ago. Should we be concerned about that? Should we worry about that? Should we expect more out of Jared Allen?
Well, get him the ball. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, that's people, I think casual basketball fans, and I honestly think most people are casual basketball fans, most, look at a box score, watch a game, and think, well, he didn't do anything. Jared Allen's job is not to score 25 points a game. Jared's job is to go out and play really good defense, keep the ball moving, and score when you get the opportunity to score. That's part of his job. And you can be a really good basketball player and not score 25 points a game, you know? But if you're a team and you have guys like Jared who have overall skills, it's up to you. It's up to the guards to get guys like that involved because they don't handle the ball. They can't pass it to themselves. That's where we've gone back to two guards, Andy, where you have, you know, Darius and Donovan.
Right.
And, okay, they have the ball. It's up to them if they want to share it or not, right?
Yeah.
Last night in the third, Donovan didn't share it very much. And guess what? He got it back into the game.
He did.
So though we'd like to see him share the ball, what he did worked. So just keep in mind, the end result, it's a team type of deal, and you want guys to play their roles effectively. And this team did a really good job of that last year, and I hope they do it again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.